In 2012, the FAA presented Urban Rahoy the Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award for contributions to aviation for more than 70 years. Well, now add another decade to that, as Rahoy has been flying since before he was 16, and now is about to turn 100.
I'm Urban Rahoy. I'm 99 years old. I was born in Upper Michigan in 1919. I first started flying in May of 1934.
His son, Gene Rahoy, has a video production business and has published more than a few of his father's adventures, including this interview.
Flying in Alaska in the old days took a hell of a skill because we didn't have all these navigation aids that we have today. When I first started, I always looked at the trapper trails because there's always cabins on the trapper trails. So if you go down, at least you got the shelter. There's been people that when they got down to 50 below and they crashed, they died.
Rahoy served in the Army Air Corps during World War II, flying the B-17 Flying Fortress bomber. In 1947, he came to Alaska for the first time and formed Interior Airways, along with partners Al Wright and Jim McGoffin. He was a hunting guide and a bush pilot, and he's had his share of crashes.
And you fly 84 years, eventually you will have a crash. And I've had three major crashes in my life. But I was able to control myself and control the airplane. Even though the airplanes were badly damaged, we all got out without a bruise.
Urban and his wife, Vienna, homesteaded on the Tanana River near the Richardson Highway. They developed some of that property into Lakeview Terrace Mobile Home Park. Rahoy ran for the Alaska House of Representatives several times, most recently in 2012. One of his favorite places is Ptarmigan Lake Lodge in eastern Alaska. He started developing it before Alaska was a state and has flown more than 4,000 hours in and out of there. In 2016, he planned a week's stay to work on the airstrip, but woke up feeling a little funny one day. So he flew out to Tok, where he had parked his truck, then drove to the emergency room at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. By the time he got there, he couldn't move his legs to leave the truck. Turns out he was having a stroke. Vigorous physical therapy has let him return to winter sports, and this year he's been up in his airplane. Craig Campo is a close friend. He runs an outdoor motorsports shop and has shared in some of the adventures, like the Tired Iron Snow Machine Race for antique sleds.
He called me like in the second or third year of the Tired Iron Race. He goes, "Hey, Campo, want you to know I found a sled for that race of yours. It's the same machine, the first one I ever had, a 1965 Polaris Mustang." He says, "My son Gene found it on that internet thing."
Craig Campo has been changing the racing sticker on that 1965 Polaris Mustang, updating it every year so Urban Rahoy can run it in the Tired Iron Race. This year, the sticker says 100. Campo, the Rahoy family, and Festival Fairbanks are celebrating Urban Rahoy's lifetime of achievements with a birthday party tomorrow evening at Pioneer Park. Campo says the community is invited to share stories, and hosts are providing a fair amount of chili and cornbread, and there will be a no-host bar, and they'd appreciate folks bringing a potluck dish.
It's all about sharing. If you don't bring food, that's fine too. Just come on and see this urban legend.